KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy, 6 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for flurries later this morning and snow this afternoon, a high around 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, four people were arrested Friday on various charges in Creston. According to the police report, 52-year-old Clayton A. Allison and 37-year-old Brandy Allison, both of Lorimore, were arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on warrants for violating a protection order. Clayton Allison is currently serving a 7-day sentence, while Brandy Allison was later released on her own recognizance. 49-year-old Deborah Lynn Graham of Afton was arrested Friday in Creston for driving while suspended. She was later released on $300 bond. And 36-year-old Amanda Beth Adkins of Creston was arrested Friday for domestic abuse simple assault. She was also later released on $300 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Iowans who are looking for a post-holiday getaway to consider a weekend in a state park cabin. The DNR's Jim Lawson said there are 9 state parks and 1 state-owned resort that have cabins available for use in the winter.
The amenities range from anywhere from our camping cabins, which are just heated and which will use alternate restroom facilities, to the more modern cabins at Honey Creek Resort, which also have a water park nearby. We've got quite a range of amenities available.
The 4 cabins available for rent at Pine Lake State Park in Eldora include built-in fireplaces and 2 have attached bedrooms. There's a large house available at Springbrook State Park near Guthrie Center, while other cabins scattered around the state are small and don't include much more than an electric heater and a futon.
Prices vary quite a bit according to the area, but they can range anywhere from several hundred dollars a night at the resort, which is the high extreme, to just $35 a night for our camping cabins.
Dogs are allowed in many of the cabins in Iowa's state parks as well.
We try to have a certain percentage, in some cases just 1 cabin in an area available that will accept pets.
Many of the state park cabins are available for reservation just a few weeks in advance. In the summer, those same cabins are often fully booked many months ahead of time. Burning a cleaner fire in that wood stove or fireplace over the winter months is helpful to the health of Iowans and also to the state's climate, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Allison Davis with the EPA says a good way to burn the hottest and most efficient fire is to use only dry, seasoned wood.
The reason this is important is that dry wood burns more completely, and that benefits you in 2 ways. One, you get more energy out of the firewood because it burns more of the actual wood itself, and the other is the fire then produces less smoke.
It's also suggested that to maintain proper airflow and efficiency, regularly remove the ashes from your wood-burning stove or fireplace. Davis adds that wood smoke produces fine particle pollution, which can be harmful to human health.
When you breathe in air that has fine particles in it, it can penetrate deep into the lungs, where it can harm the heart, the blood vessels, and the lungs. Fine particles are linked to heart attacks, strokes.
In addition to particle pollution, there's also the danger of smoke filled with toxins or harmful chemicals if certain materials end up in the fire. So the EPA advises never burn such items as plastics, foams, and other garbage, or wood that's been coated, painted, or pressure treated. Part of the fun of sledding is the risk that comes with flying down a steep hill, but that risk leaves cities open to potential bills from sledding injuries, and some have opted to close hills rather than risk large liability claims. No one actually tracks how many cities have banned or limited sledding, but the list grows every year. One of the latest is in Dubuque, where officials are moving ahead with a plan to ban sledding in all but 2 of its 50 parks. Parks manager Marie Ware said Dubuque is hilly and the risk is too prevalent. In meetings leading up to the ban, city council members lamented the move, but say it's the only responsible choice given liability concerns and demands from Dubuque's insurance carrier. People who want to become experts in managing and training horses can now take an online course from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln and Iowa State University. The Master Equine Manager Program offers comprehensive training for people involved in the horse industry. UNL Extension Specialist Kathy Anderson said the program focuses on quality horse care and responsible horse ownership. The course costs $325 for adults or $250 for youth. More details are available online at www.extension.iastate.edu/master-equine. At least one Iowa state lawmaker plans to push legislation this session that would provide direct funding for food banks in the state. Senator Jeff Danielson, a Democrat from Waterloo, is drafting such a bill for the 2015 session. Others, including Republican Governor Terry Branstad, support a state plan already in place. Allows for up to $1 million in state money as matching funds or private donations to food banks. Branstad has pointed to the $150,000 in state funding last year that matched the $150,000 donated by CN Railroad to the Northeast Iowa Food Bank in Waterloo. The food bank's director, Barb Prather, says the $300,000 was used to buy better quality food for the charitable food bank, like canned chicken, tuna, and fruit. Iowa officials have been moving slowly to implement a law allowing for an extract of marijuana to be used for medical treatment, and advocates say they'll keep pressing for more access to the drug. The State Department of Public Health has yet to issue a single marijuana use card that's required under the law that was passed last year. Des Moines mom, Maria LaFrance, said she remains too nervous about being arrested to regularly obtain marijuana oil for her son's chronic epilepsy, so she'll keep pressing for more access. Logan Edwards says the lack of access to medical marijuana in Iowa is why he left the state last year. The U.S. Marine from Davenport said he uses the drug to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. He may be the only candidate yet for re-election to his seat in Congress, but Rand Paul is sprinting toward the race for president. The libertarian-minded Republican senator from Kentucky is set to visit several western states this month before reintroducing himself to voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Aides insist the first-time senator and son of former Texas Congressman Ron Paul hasn't finalized his 2016 plans, yet his aggressive steps leave little doubt about his ambitions. Paul's road to the White House won't be easy. There are questions about his father's legacy, Rand Paul's apparent contradictions on key positions, and a Kentucky law that says he can't run for president and the Senate at the same time. And the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum is raising the cost of admission for the first time in nearly a decade. The library has increased ticket prices for adults between the ages of 16 and 61 from $6 to $10. The price for senior citizens increased from $3 to $5. Admission for children between the ages of 6 and 15 is now $3 when it used to be free. Active and retired military personnel with ID and college students with ID must pay $5 to enter. Children under 5 and school groups will still have free admission. Last time admission was raised at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library was in 2006. The archivist says the new ticket fees bring the institution into the price range of other presidential libraries. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.